Hey, what's up, fighters? It's good to be with you this morning. Hopefully, you're cranking away and kicking some serious tail. Real quick, I want to invite you to check out our 100K contractor program. If you are a home improvement contractor, you're not paying yourself at least $100,000 a year, I want to invite you to go to thecontractorfight.com/100K and get on our wait list for when we open this program back up. Listen, it's tough to live on less than $100,000 after Uncle Sam takes his. You got retirement, you got your health care, you got all this other stuff. Things add up. And unfortunately, $100,000 doesn't go that far. So to me, that's the basement. That's the floor of where you should be compensating yourself for all the risks that you take as a contractor. So head to thecontractorfight.com/100K and get on our list for that. And we'll send you some periodic information about that, when it opens up, what it all entails, which is all designed to get you to the income that you deserve. All right, my friends, welcome to the 5 a.m. fight. Today, I want to talk about, I'm going to give you one big tip here today. It's all about efficiency. It's all about implementation. If you are not implementing on a regular basis, then all the knowledge that you have does us no good. We've already talked about that, right? So listen, today I want to talk about what I call weekly crucial results. Weekly crucial results. Some of you have gone to download our planner. Some of you have purchased it. Thank you. We have a free planner page that you can get at thecontractorfight.com/plan. But listen, if that ain't your speed, if that ain't your style, at the very least, my friends, sit down on a Sunday night and I want you to look ahead to the week. You got all these things that are on your mind that you're carrying as a business owner that you got to get done. There's the people stuff, right? The HR stuff. There's the financial stuff. There's the schedule. There's the leads. There's the sales. There's the phone calls you have to return. On and on and on and on. It never ends. One of the strategies that I use on a regular basis, really on a weekly basis, is I always have 2 to 3 weekly crucial results that basically come hell or high water. This is what I've got to accomplish this week. You know, I'm recently, right now, finishing up a couple on-site training days with a general contractor who works with us. And we walked out of here, they're walking out of here with, I don't know, 30 things that have to be implemented over the next few months in their business. And it could get really overwhelming when you start looking at all these things. And what I encourage them to do is pick the first domino. Okay, what's the one domino that when you hit, it's going to knock over a few other dominoes? You know, it might be getting your estimating in check, making sure that you're estimating properly. It could be, you know, getting your team trained on something. Maybe it's a new app that you're using to help efficiency in the business. Maybe it's the way you guys answer the phones in the business that sets the tone for the whole experience somebody's going to have with you. But each and every week, this is not too much to ask. Sit down, list out all the things that are on your plate, and then just simply ask yourself, let me fast forward to the end of the week, Friday night. When I get to that point, what are the couple things that above all other things, I just got to make sure they get done? That's the weekly crucial results. And if I got hijacked out of everything I wanted to do on that list, if I blew off things, it wouldn't be these 2 or 3 things. Guys, this is all about the compound effect, which is a great book if you never read it, by Darren Hardy. These small wins that we get. Now, crucial doesn't mean big task. Crucial just means super duper important. It's important shit. And that's what this is. When you compound the proper things over time, they will always create momentum to get you closer to your goals. It's that simple. It is truly that simple. The difference between, you know, we had a crazy week here, crazy day today. We had our Contractor Sales Academy call. And one of the things I shared was really the difference between a winner and a loser in anything is the winners have developed the habit of doing the things they don't want to do more than the people who lose. Winners do the uncomfortable things, the things they don't like to do, the things they don't want to do, but the things that need to be done. They're in the habit of embracing those things, running into the punch, attacking that shit, and getting it done. So right now, I know your mind's probably moving. You're like, man, I got all this stuff on my plate. How do I know what the crucial results are? One indicator is, what are the common problems that seem to continually pop up on your job sites? If you've had a string of jobs where you're having a hard time getting the customer to pay you at the end of the job, either they're still at work, they forgot to leave the check, they're nitpicking the job, you know, then you might want to look at your job closeout procedure and tweak that this week. Okay, so just simply look right now, where's the consistent pain in your business, and pick one. One of the things that's pretty common that I see with people is there's a bunch of pain in the business, and they think that they have to attack it all at one time. You know, this is the whole elephant thing, right? You eat an elephant one bite at a time. You don't do it all in one bite. Guys, it's very rare that we can accomplish more than one or two key things in a week. Okay? So listen, today's down and dirty. It's quick. I just want to encourage you to look to the end of this week. What are you going to feel most proud that you accomplished this week? Weekly crucial result. It might be tying up loose ends on two or three projects that you have out there. Okay? It might be finally making a decision on whether you're going to hire somebody. It might be making a decision on a technology. Okay, we could go on and on. These, you know, there's so many different things that we struggle with as a business owner. So just take some time as you're driving right now, or as you're working on the job, fast forward your brain to the end of the week. You're looking back on the week and you're going, you know, this week was a win because I was able to check this certain box or two. Guys, you do that and you've taken a step and you've created momentum. All right. The best of the best have developed the habit of just consistently getting small wins each and every day. Guys, do that and you're going to kick some serious ass. You guys rock. I got to roll. We'll see you tomorrow.